Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Tuesday morning. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. I invite you to light a candle as a sign that God is present with us in spirit. Second, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to create a family altar in your home for Holy Week. Pick a spot in your house where you can gather by yourself or with others, and there place a candle, a cross, and a bowl. Next, feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. O God of hosts, show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing love. I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my stronghold, my crag and my haven. My God, my rock in whom I put my trust, my shield, the horn of my salvation and my refuge. You are worthy of praise. I will call upon the Lord, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The breakers of death rolled over me, and the torrents of oblivion made me afraid. The cords of hell entangled me, and the snares of death were set for me. I called upon the Lord in my distress, and cried out to my God for help. God heard my voice from the heavenly dwelling. My cry of anguish came to God's ears. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing love.
When Jesus had finished all he wanted to say, he told his disciples, "You know that Passover comes in 2 days. That's when the Son of Man will be betrayed and handed over to be crucified." At that very moment, the party of high priests and religious leaders was meeting in the chambers of the chief priest named Caiaphas, conspiring to seize Jesus by stealth and kill him. They agreed that it should not be done during Passover week. "We don't want a riot on our hands," they said. That is when one of the 12, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the cabal of high priests and said, "What will you give me if I hand him over to you?" They settled on 30 silver pieces, and from that moment he began to look for an opportunity to betray him.
Pause your playback device, and in the silence be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. Please respond to the living word with this simple phrase. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing love. In the silence that follows, take a few moments to cover your eyes with your hands. Notice how the darkness of your shut eyes is hazy. Feel the clammy warmth of your breath against your palms. How do your fears, your wishes, and your needs leave you isolated from others, oblivious to what's happening around you? After you've done that for a moment, when ready, cup your hands in your lap and open your eyes. Look around you. Take note of all the good things you see in the room right where you are. In the silence, offer the good, the bad, and the ugly up to God. Merciful Lord, you revealed your glory by humbly serving the one who would betray you. Shower us with your mercy, Lord, and grow us up to be merciful. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. Grant me and all your people the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. In all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.